Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the LOA Blend. My name is Elisa.
My name is Liz. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hello. So we're both a little extra crispy, a little tired.
Yeah.
Waking up in the middle of the night, you know, and many of us sleep with our phones nearby.
Mm-hmm.
Many of us who have issues with sleep or not, we'll listen to meditation or podcast or whatever as part of being able to quiet down. And many of us will have their settings on Do Not Disturb, which is a beautiful invention, or Vibrate. If you do have your phone with you and you're just using it for the clock and not other things, you could have it on airplane mode, which I might have to start doing after last night, because you think Do Not Disturb, that's going to be good. So, you know, the phone might vibrate or what have you, but you won't be interrupted by the phone ringing, you know, making a sound. And the great thing about the Do Not Disturb feature is that, let's say there is an emergency, if you get a call immediately back from the same number, and you can put a setting for that, then the phone will ring. So you're covered in case of an emergency. Airplane mode, that's literally what it is. The phone's not going to ring, it's not going to vibrate, nothing's going to happen. The phone is just not going to acknowledge anything until you take it out of that setting. So this is why I like Do Not Disturb, because things can happen in the middle of the night and you kind of need to have a lifeline of communication if you are just going to sleep for the evening. And because I am a very light sleeper, even the phone, if I'm not in a deep state of sleep, even if the phone vibrates, that's enough to wake me up.
Hmm.
So somebody decides to send a group text.
Oh, no.
Pet peeve. We hate those group texts. I don't want to know what's going on. 1:19 in the morning, and I heard the phone vibrate. Stupid group text about whatever, and thank goodness for guided meditation. Thank goodness for what's that called? Mindfulness.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired, but I would be in a lot of pain for being very restless all night. I would be not in a great state. Just a little extra crispy, one biscuit. So, yeah, and that's enough. That's enough to do it. Sunday's show was very impactful.
Yeah,
I have not replayed the channeled message as of yet, but just energetically, I'm aware of the tone and the theme of it, not in terms of exact language, but telepathically, energetically, I'm aware of the theme. And although for a long time I do some sort of meditation every day, I know energetically that there was a cry for, a literal cry for, a plea for us to meditate. And I got that more in the formal sense of not the lay in the bed, I'm going to meditate to this music while I lay in the bed, but the, okay, even if it's for 5 minutes, the dignified seated posture, and the mindfulness of the breath. And I really took that message very seriously. I felt it was directed at all of us, but definitely it resonated with myself. And as a, really as a prescription.
Mm-hmm.
And even when Lolita called in, I guess they had heard part of the channel message. And she has this remarkable healer that you and I both have done some work with. And I know mm-hmm. we both hope to do some work with remotely in the future, James. And she had mentioned that he had commented, Liz, you know, ground yourself. And I really paid attention to that, too, because I've been so out of my body these last several months, just running on empty. And, you know, you hear well-meaning friends and family, you know, my son included, well, you have to take care of yourself, and you need to get rest. And I'm like, absolutely, you're mm-hmm. so right. But that's like telling the person that's dehydrated and needs an IV and needs to be in the hospital, go to the store and buy a gallon of water and drink it.
Mm.
You know, mm-hmm. You need to admit me, put me in a nice bed, and stick the IV in my arm. Because
right.
that's where I'm at.
Right.
So it's like, yes, that absolutely makes perfect sense. And so heeding all of that, and then since, now it's only Tuesday, and so the show was Sunday, and when I woke up yesterday, and it was verified again today, I lost 5 pounds overnight.
Wow.
I'm like, what the? And the thing is, I'm a girl that likes to front, but she's like, you know, 10, 15 years younger than she really is. And, you know, no questions asked. You know, don't ask, don't tell. So I am not neurotic at all. Well, some would argue with that. But in terms of, I am not neurotic in terms of being afraid of food. Look, to decompress, I had a glass of champagne and some Flaming Hot Cheetos last night. So I'm like, it's like, I'm not going to be all, you know. But I also had, a chia bar earlier in the day.
Mm.
You know, sometimes I'll just like to yin and yang my situation. And I'm like, the scale is not old at all. The batteries were changed about a month ago because it's a digital scale. And I am very aware of the scale because every morning I weigh myself, and that gives me a barometer as to where I can gauge my eating. And it can fluctuate by a couple pounds every day. So I just use that as my frame of reference.
Mm-hmm.
And it really just fluctuates, you know, 3 pounds up and down, generally speaking. So I got on it on Monday, and I'm like, okay, you know what? The setting is off. Something, what? It's me. What? You know, it's always me. It's me. it's always me. So I said, I'm going to let it reset. It's a digital scale. You can't keep going back on a digital scale because you're going to confuse it. You have to let it reset. People get. You could do that with the spring set, you know, the old school scales, but the digital ones. It needs to reset. I'm like, okay, this is so, you know, I haven't, the floor is weird in this area. Like, I was just justifying that can't be. I took my shower. I got out, dried myself off. I got back on the scale. And it was still 5 pounds lower. I'm like, we'll see what happens tomorrow. Because I'm not buying this. I'm like, you know what? Let me put on a pair of pants that I know they're not going to fit me because those are my skinny pants. That I really should donate to Goodwill. But let me see. I got to go to work. I want to look cute. Let's see. I put these pants on. They fit. I'm like, what? I'm like, okay,
oh, wow.
Well, I guess I'm going to wear these today. Who knew? I thought I was going to have to donate. Okay, I'm going to wear these pants today. Okay, I'll keep them on. But I still didn't buy the scale. Didn't buy the number. Well, getting ready to do the show today, I get on the scale. It's still at that 5 pound difference. So I think I lost 5 pounds overnight after doing that channeled message.
Wow.
And you hear stuff like that. You hear, you know, you don't think that's really going to be possible for you. You're not intending that. You're not working. Well, if I, you know, break down during a channeled message, I'm going to lose 5 pounds. You don't think about
right.
those things. You don't think about those things. You hear about them.
Right.
I think even though, like last year, I think Lolita had called and like lost 15 pounds in like a week or something crazy like that. But just, it was kind of like similar, like an energetic kind of thing. But yeah, so that's my story. I'm going to stick to it. And what's good, I'm going to be very mindful because who knows when, if and when this is ever going to happen. I'm like, okay, it's a gift. It's a gift. So I'm not going to abuse it. I'm going to use it as a starting point. But I think, wow, that's the timing. Very interesting with that occurrence. I've never experienced that. I've heard of it, but anyway, that's one update for you.
Wow. 5 pounds. Yeah, that'll do it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but you know that's a big relief. I mean, that channeled message really addressed some big issues.
Yeah.
So, I can see that. I can see that happening.
Crazy.
Why not?
Why not? I'll take it.
Oh my goodness. Well, we do have a hand raised, and it is our friend Lolita, so I think we ease on into that. Hey, Lolita.
Yeah, perfect.
What's up, ladies?
Hi. Hi, darling.
What's going on?
What's going on with you?
Nothing, about to go take a walk. James left yesterday, and I
How did that go with him?
Dude, I don't think you understand. Like, when I text both y'all about my energy, let me sit there and tell you what happened.
Yeah,
we were
golden corral. We were off the rails.
I
yeah,
have
tell us
never,
about that.
Ever, like, he... Okay, so I did intense work. Like, work that would take 6 months, he did that shit like in an hour for me.
Right.
That was Friday. In between that, I was doing my laser on my eyes to do that. And then Sunday, we're all sitting here at Golden Corral, me, Stu, and Adam. And all of a sudden, I felt my heart chakra just opening up. I've never felt that at all.
Wow.
And I'm just like a smiling away. Like, I just want to laugh and smile. That's all I was doing.
Bliss.
And I'm like, look, yes. And I looked at all three of them. I said, which one of you guys are doing healing work right now? And Stu looked at me. Adam looked at me crazy because he was already in ether already. He was up there connecting with the gods. He wasn't even down here. And
right.
Not me. And then James looked over at me. He's like, I am. I'm actually doing the golden orb on everyone in here right now. Like, I said, dude, I have never, ever felt that type of energy at all in my life. All day, I just smiled. If someone came by my shop, I was in my shop in the dark, just laughing and smiling.
They must have been like, okay, what's in that ice cream?
Oh, my God.
What did they put in that?
It was the most beautiful feeling.
Oh, how I'm so happy for you.
Ever felt in my life.
Mm.
So I said, y'all need to come get some of this, because this is contagious.
No, that was... that was really nice to see come across when you had sent the text about, you know, I want to share this energy with you. And Sunday was a bittersweet day. I mean, it was great to do the show and the channeled message, but there was just a lot going on that was obligated of me, and just to have to output so much energy when you have no energy reserves left. It's like driving a car with no wheels, but you have to drive anyway. And I'm just so tired of that mode of existence that's been going on for, you know, several months now. It's changing, definitely. But I'm still, like, in the thick of it. Like, it's always darkest before the dawn. Like, I'm still in the thick of it. So at that time, it was really nice to get that text from you. So, and to hear James's voice when he asked for the message, and to really pay attention, you know, to heed his advice to get grounded. And Jay had mentioned this stone that I, when I have some time, I'm going to research it. Called, I think he said, I'm going to spell it and tell me how to pronounce it. S-H-U-N-G-I-T-E. How do you say that?
Shungite, something like that? Shungite?
Do you know what that
yeah,
is? We talked about that.
I think I've heard of that before, yeah.
Yeah, so, and then Jay had also given a grounding mudra, which I've actually been using during meditation, which has been helpful. But, yeah, but to feel that bliss and that giddiness,
yeah,
that's just the polar opposite of, you know, the other side, which we are so well, all well familiar with. So for you to really just wade in that infinite pool of ecstasy, because that's really what it was.
It was. It was just.
Girl.
It was just. Oof.
You know what's possible. You know what? You know what's possible because you know what is.
Oh yeah, that's what that's what I am going towards, and to be able to reach that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that was just amazing. It was just
it.
So amazing,
I
and
love
that
it.
Lets me know, like, whatever we worked on,
right?
Like,
it
because
healed.
Even, yeah,
yeah,
yeah, because it was. Because then right after the healing circle, I tell you, sometimes I feel like I'm Ghostbusters. So we're all in the car. We get a last-minute emergency. Had to do like we're working on a child that's really interesting project for 6 months. So since James is here, that's his client, and they live right around the corner. How ironic. Anyway, this guy had 9,000 square feet home. So right after the healing circle, we get a call. So we had to go to this person's house. And we stay there till 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh my God!
So from 10 to 2, we're taking care of this kid in the home.
God,
but
wow.
It was just interesting because we found our people together. And I was in the car. I was like, "Man, let's just sing Ghostbusters." That's what I feel like right now. And they all started laughing, but it was just so interesting, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then just to be okay with that, and then I didn't feel any of that. And they used my energy to help them go through that whole night, because it took a toll on Adam, a real big toll on Adam.
Oh, sure.
And then and a little bit of James, but and then the next day they left. But yeah, it's interesting to be able to feel, and you know, I have that protectiveness, I guess, sometimes when it comes to going into certain situations, like
yeah,
the house clearing and not being able to feel. So they just tap into my energy. I'm like, okay, go for it.
No,
and
that's
today,
beautiful.
To last night, I just slept hard. I'm like,
and James
yeah,
went back to San Francisco. He already left.
Yeah, yeah, he left yesterday. Mm-hmm. Like yesterday evening.
That's great.
Wow.
It's so beautiful that you guys have this alliance, this friendship, and it's interesting because you know, you and Adam found each other in a very unusual way, and now you're housemates. You and James found each other in an unusual way, and now you're friends and now colleagues. You know, like, it's so interesting. You found this radio show. You had this deep connection with us. You know, you're more than a listener. Your housemate, Adam, has been such a lifeline for my teenage son for over a year now, where I feel so fortunate as a parent. And a way better option than conventional counseling, way better. And that my son feels like that he has a spiritual mentor and that he's an apprentice. How hot is that? So,
yeah, that's real hot, man.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah. Isn't
oh,
that
yeah.
A, yeah.
Absolutely.
It just is so, it just touches my heart to have this profound connection, you know, even the connection that I have with Alisa doing this show. It's a virtual relationship, but it's one of my most profound relationships. Where even when we see each other, it's so funny because even when we see each other, it's like we just become like one person. It's like, oh, we're just, you know, there's some people, they don't, you know, they can have like a virtual relationship and then they see each other in person and it's kind of like that awkwardness until they get, we're just like, we would be like in mid-sentence. Every time we see each other, we're like in mid-sentence. It's just, you know, it's just this heightened, amazing, I don't have another, you know, outside of this realm, I don't have virtual friendships. Relationships, but it's like a virtual family.
Some aspects.
Yeah, it's amazing how that has branched out with you and your household. You know, it's very special. You know, opulence, the connection that she has with my younger son. You know, and that he has a direct energetic line to Afrocentric culture, which is so important as a legacy, you know, that mm-hmm. is not my place to be the administer. But if we have Queen Opulence, hello, you know, what better?
It's covered. Yeah.
It's beyond covered. Yeah. Beyond covered. Yeah. It's just wonderful. And then even in my mind, I'm thinking, well, if Jeremiah, you know, as he gets older and has issues, you know, I might just, you know, have him talk to Reverend Adam before going the conventional route because it's in the family. Why not?
Well, the guy that we're...
The boy?
It goes deeper in this. The boy, he was already groomed from the other side of the world to become this thing, but he was on Zoloft.
Oh, my God. He was medicated?
Yeah, so we said you gotta get him
of
off that medication. So
get
we did.
Off of it.
We got him. So they found it to be a big difference. It's like this is not no medication issue, and I think it's time for people to really think beyond.
Oh my God, I so agree. And it's so risky. Your brain doesn't really get settled until you're like 26. And kids are getting medicated at 5, and it's just the scariest thing. I mean, my son's girlfriend is heavily medicated with different issues, and we both see it like, oh, my God. It's like there's so much damage has been done from the medication. And, you know, I have to step back as a parent, but when he is constantly talking her off the ledge of her crisis of not knowing how to love herself, you know, as a parent, I have to step back and I'm like, oh, my God, like he is so invested in what she needs emotionally. But I don't know, he might be the one that's going to get away, meaning that years and years and years from now, she's going to be like, wow, he really cared about me. I mean, look, when you're 17 years old, I'm not thinking like, oh, this is going to be my daughter-in-law. I hope not, you know, because I want him to, I hope not. I want him to explore, you know, the world of possibilities. And I also think you could get really heavy, like, down the road. Like, please, like, be stupid and have fun. And it's very heavy. You know, wait till you have to think about, like, rent and stuff like that. And you're dealing with, you know, talking her off the ledge all the time. And I think it's a great education for him to learn about emotion and to put into practice the lessons he's getting from his spiritual mentor, your housemate Adam, which is amazing. You know, but at the same token, I'm like, where's the sage? Because I can't with these girls. I mean, with these, you know, I can't with, you know, I can't with this teenage angst. Where's the sage? I can't.
Right.
Yeah. But thank God, Adam is giving him the tools, and so that he has a spiritual awareness, and a maturity, emotionally far beyond his years. And this girl's really lucky that he's her boyfriend. But from my side of it, I'm like, work that out. Go to college, work that out in the dorm, because it's like enough already. All right. It's okay. He's going to go soon enough, and then I'll miss him, and it's fine. So whatever. Yeah, but yeah, work that out. Go to her house and work that out. Like, please. Yeah, work that out. Work that out. Yeah, but anyway, let's. Anything else you want to add to what you mentioned to us, Miss Thing?
What'd you say? Pull a message.
Yeah, I'm gonna pull a message. Unless there was anything else that either one of you guys wanted to add to the conversation. If not, I think it'd be great for Lodita to pick a message.
Okay,
cool.
Yeah, I'm ready to pull a message, but
all right,
just
girl. Okay, good.
Add on.
All right,
a
so
note
ready,
like on Sundays. I'm
ready when you want. All right, okay. Just say the word, and I'll tell you what you picked.
Pick.
Okay. And the number for this is 171. Oh, this is so great. Trust and ultimate surrender to Source, knowing the infinite love and support received in the pure request and ownership of true soul collaboration. It's exactly what you were talking about.
Yep.
I'll read it again. Trust and ultimate surrender to Source, knowing the infinite love and support received in the pure request and ownership of true soul collaboration. And that's what you're doing, because you're collaborating with all these spiritual colleagues. And the clients, that the recipients, the beneficiaries of all that you're doing, your customers at the ice cream shop, your clients, your household, the people that come through, everything that you are a hostess. I mean, that's one of your archetypes. You know, you are really, you love to host.
Yeah,
but
I do, actually.
But you are no longer the host of lower parasitic energies or entities. So now you are truly the hostess as opposed to the host.
Thank you.
Yeah. A lot of clearing.
Thank you. Yes. You see,
a lot
you
of clearing. Yeah. And maybe that's why I lost the 5 pounds overnight, which has never happened. That could have been, because I felt when I started doing the violet flame work, that thousands of entities were on their way out. It started on the acupuncture table a couple weeks ago, and it's just been progressing ever since. And I think that channeled message really helped to sort of shake out the bottom of the barrel. Like, all right, you can go now. All right, now, bye-bye now, bye-bye. Pick up the pie.
Yeah.
Okay, bye-bye now. Yeah.
I think what happens is, too, that we can continue doing, like my cousin had the same situation, so it's like yours. We continue doing the meditation or the healing. Sooner or later, it's going to bust.
Mm.
Now, it can either bust down an outpour of emotions or physical, like your situation. But sooner or later, it's going to collapse. It's going to get to the point where it's like, whew, if you're not releasing it somewhere, it's just going to come out.
Right. Right. It's about time, because I remember in the early 90s, like 93 or something crazy like that, and that was before I lost my daughter. That was before a lot of stuff. I mean, I had a lot of trauma, but not like crazy trauma that happened shortly after that. But like 93, went to a healing circle, and there was a shaman there. And he went around everybody talking about, like, the entities and all that. And people, you know, oh, you have four, you have this. I had, like, you know, 430. I mean, it was just, it was so crazy. It reminded me of Charlie Brown, like, Halloween, that he would just get the bag of rocks at the end. Because everybody, like, had just, you know, a handful of hands. And I had, like, in the hundreds. And I really, you know, I was, you know, young at the time. And I really didn't understand. understand what all that meant. And I think, you know, 2+ decades later, okay, this has been a long time coming. This has really been a long time coming. Don't need to be dragging this stuff lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. And I don't remember the channeled message, but I'm remembering energetically that it was about lifetime after, I think, carrying things lifetime after lifetime. I have to hear it, but I think that was addressed, if I'm energetically recalling that. Yeah.
That's for interesting that you said that, because we had a great outcome of the group healing.
Uh-huh.
And James Saturn says, Source keeps telling me since everybody's been walking in, the word forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And he's basically right, what you're saying, lifetime after lifetime.
Uh-huh.
He says, people really need to forgive everyone in this world that it has done bad or good or whatever, because it's not their fault. He's like, he explained ISIS and all these stuff that's going on and everything, people in your life even. He goes, it's forgiveness.
Right.
It's patterns. It's karmic patterns.
Yes.
He's like, people in jail, like, I'm the one that used to always say that. Forgive everybody.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, it's not their fault.
Right.
And we had so many aha moments that Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
My phone has been ringing saying, I'm ready. And these are people that we've been working with for about an hour. They're like, we get it. So the way he interpreted it, it hit it. It hit the soul.
Right. So interesting. Wow.
Yeah, I just had to add that because it's totally agreeing to what you're saying is lifetime after lifetime.
Right.
And if we all just operate on forgiveness and unconditional love.
Yes.
It wouldn't matter what everybody does in this world.
Not that I'm a student of it, but that's basically, Course in Miracles. And I saw a post.
Yes.
I saw a posting in Facebook that really confirmed what I've been saying on this show for a long time now. And it was so nice to see it written out. And basically, it was a posting that said, it's not that things are getting worse. Is that they are getting uncovered.
Right.
Yep.
And I've been saying
that. And you
need
the storm.
Say again?
You need the storm before you need to shine the light. That's with everybody.
Yeah.
You got to go 6 feet under in order for you to see clearly.
Right.
You don't get what you want. Listen, people that have no issues in job and working and everything's all hunky-dory, trust me, they haven't discovered their true self and
they
life ain't hunky-dory.
Yeah.
Right. You only hit it when you want to go down and you come back with a different set of eyes.
Absolutely.
And we're in 2016. It's all about global endings. In order to get the dark out, you have to have the light.
Isn't this a 9-year, Elisa, 2016?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
So it makes perfect sense
with
all this is going down.
It makes perfect sense.
So you have to go in a different mindset of this whole thing.
Yes. Yeah.
It's not
that's
bad.
The challenge.
Not,
yeah.
Yep.
That's a challenge, and what a refuge, because it's interesting, you know, someone could totally be justified in saying to myself, well, Liz, you have to cut back. How about, you know, doing one or two radio shows a week instead of the three? Why do you do the three? Hell no. I'll do it from the coffin. I'm like, okay, here, come on, yeah, okay. I'm in the host suit, okay. No, I got like a headset in the coffin, like I'm good. Yeah, like, you know, just to know what choices to make for yourself, to be the master of the elegant no, meaning say no when you can say no, so that you can conserve and protect your energy, and to know that there is a purpose and a reason for moving onward and upward. As you progress, even though it's a challenge and a sacrifice, and you can see and embrace the, albeit painful, lessons learned, and to know that the growth that is a result of that fearless spirit, and to cope as best as you can, and then to embrace the light. So when you were feeling all of that ecstasy and giddiness, that was a marker. That's like, you know, passing that ribbon at the end of the marathon, and you're tired and you're sore and you're thirsty and you peed yourself at mile 22, and it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. There's that giddiness. You know, you're bruised and cut up from when you fell three times, you know, at miles 12 and 18, but that's okay. Okay, because you can always take a shower and eat and go to bed and restore and recover, and there you have it. So it's great. And what's been very helpful is I am going to get away for 5 days, which for me that's equal to somebody else going away for 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go to visit a friend of mine that moved to the Yucatan in Mexico. So it's not Cancun because we don't do that tourist stuff, but he actually got a two-bedroom in Merida, which is a little town. So I'm going to really do, like, the whole local thing. I'm so excited, which I would never have access to. Yeah, and I'm going in August, and I'll miss two shows. Alisa will be also traveling, but I know Anna is going to step in and figure something out or whatever, but I'll just miss two shows. So just knowing that I have a little breathing room, and then I rented a little beach bungalow an hour and a half away, because New York does have beaches, for myself and the kids before my oldest son goes off to college. And I never do stuff like that. So... I look at my porn, I look at the pictures of beaches and palm trees, that's my porn, and just knowing, oh my God, and all I'm going to, like, the biggest decision of the day is what cocktail will I have with what meal? That's it.
That's the best. Yeah, that's the best.
Because I never do that. Never, never, never. And I'll be the one tempted, oh, let me bring work with me. I will cut my hands off. Not doing that this time. So when you see that when you feel that pinhole of light and that brightness, you know, I'm sure, Alisa, you're feeling that now that your trip is getting a little bit closer. You're going the first week of August?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be flying out on the 2nd, you know, to get to get on the ship on the 3rd. So, yeah, it's
how
fast
exciting.
Approaching. Yeah, and I've got one trip, you know, small trip in the next couple of days to take home. To Charleston, so I'll probably do, if not Thursday show there, then I'll do Sunday show from there.
Nice.
So there's still a lot of activity before I actually have to go on the big trip. But I feel it, you know, I feel it too. It's that
it's exciting,
that tension. It's there's tension because there's so much to get done.
Yeah, you gotta do it. Yeah, it's hard.
But then there will be probably several times, but. At some point, one of those times where you know it's, you know, you just got to let it go. You got to let it go, and you just have to be
hard.
Present.
Yeah.
I mean, the toughest part is to be present and say, this is what I'm going to do. Whatever happens, happens, you know, but I can't be in two places at the same time. I can't.
My mind can't
be somewhere else.
Yeah.
And I can't, you know, it's not a good feeling.
No,
and
no,
I know
it's a horrible
feeling.
That trip
will be miserable. Yeah, that trip will be
it's
miserable.
It's a horrible thing. Absolutely. And I think that's why even if it's 5 minutes of, like, proper meditation a day is, like, the prescription. I think that was, like, the call to arms because that came out. I haven't heard it, but I felt it. That came out as like, this is, you know, this is a crisis, people. Meditate, and I think with what Louisa said, if meditate and forgive, I think that's, I like that combo. Can I get meditation with a side of forgiveness, please? Like that, you know, and a big gulp. That is, that's a great prescription, you know, and to ground, you know, and that was James's contribution, so to meditate, ground, and forgive. I think these are the things that we all have as incredible life-affirming resources, and I think that's such a key word as well. life-affirming, that we need to affirm life as opposed to affirm fear, despair. I've been doing too much of that, and it's just it hurts. It's painful. And to step out of what is going on peripherally and directly, and that was very helpful when you had commented on forgiveness. That's very challenging for many, many people. But I think you are absolutely right. Just the psychic confusion that's going on with people. You know, it's a lot to really get down and dirty and face below the surface. Many, 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 many people won't dare break that outer shell.
No, and that's the reason why, you know?
Yes, girl.
If everybody was accountable, then we wouldn't be in this predicament, but nobody wants to be accountable
Mm-mm.
for their own.
Mm-mm.
It's like I give this analogy. People ask me why I chose ice cream.
I
really literally mm-hmm. told them how I felt about it. And I said, just imagine everybody eating ice cream in the whole world at the same time.
Oh, my God.
You know, the love consciousness will just explode the whole universe.
It's so true. That's the love revolution. It's through ice cream.
Yeah, it's on my site. Love ice cream equals the love vibration, love consciousness.
Exactly. And you always had that from the first time you called in to the show over 5 years
yeah.
ago. I mean, and isn't that great, Alisa, that we've been witness from when it was just this idea? It was a blueprint in Lolita's mind. And, I mean, isn't that incredible? That's great, you know, that, you know, Tessa talking about for years, you know, getting out of her dad's place, and, like, she's, I think she's moved.
She should have already, yeah, she should have moved this past weekend, yeah.
Right, right. It's pretty amazing, you know, just the growth that we witness in each other and with the community of listeners who participate in the conversation that we are aware of. It's really, really beautiful. And I don't know what, how things would be or the perceptions that we would have if it weren't for this community, this anchoring, this grounding three times a week, you know?
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah. I agree because I don't always have these kinds of conversations with my friends that I am
no.
able to meet in person, you know, not even every day. But I'm more comfortable bringing it up in the context of the conversations we have on the show. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times it's reflective of what is happening. Like, you know, our different opinions and our different takes on what is happening currently. Because those are,
right.
you know, these are big topics. And so to be able to feel, not just hear, but to feel what
uh-huh.
other people are going through.
Right.
And this is from different people across the country or across
the world.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Then to bring it home to my friends that live here, and on the plus side, they know that I'm woo-woo. They know I get into this stuff, and for the most part, you know, they will listen. They're never like, you know, at least it's crazy. At least I've never heard it. So, but it gives a different perspective because these people are the regular, like, corporate type 9-to-5 in some of the big, you know, these are people that work at CNN and they work at the CDC, you know,
right.
or are physicians. You know, so they're in some pretty big mainstream kind of positions. And it's always interesting because I tend to stay quiet when they're talking because half the time I'm like, I'm not quite sure. You know, they're so
that's
steeped
me.
In their history. Yeah, they're so steeped in the history. history of what they have, what they know, and there are all these case studies, and it's like a, you know, a intellectual crazy episode of the West Wing, where there's all these, like, all these, you know, numbers and percentages and facts, and I end up talking about what we talk about here on the show, and it's, you know, I just know that this is what was said, this is the energy that was put out there, and so we're approaching it from different viewpoints, but they're just as valid, and I think it's important to hear those things, because when, you know, just like us, if we stay in our little bubble, we may not understand, we may not get to hear that other viewpoint, and it's good, it's healthy, because, you know, it's good to check yourself every so often, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think that's the biggest part, is that we're not always going to agree to the same degree, or even at all. In some cases, sometimes, you know, the stuff we're talking about is so out of left field that, you know, as long as we can somehow relate, then that's a good step. But
right.
even if you can't, the fact that we can allow for that kind of conversation, it's like, okay, sometimes you have to just you know, agree to disagree. But at least it's out there, and you don't have to, you know, you don't have to tiptoe around anything. At least I feel like in our realm. I mean, we've heard all kinds of stuff.
Oh my God! What haven't we heard
over the years? So, you know, it's not out of the realm of possibility, and so, you know, that's our way of just checking in on ourselves, because some of my friends have a very narrow field of opinions. You know, it's incredibly scientific, or yeah, there's so many rules, and that, well, that's how it has to be, and so it's like everyone has a little bit of that Kool-Aid that they drink, and that's what they're used to, and that's what they've been doing for the last 10, 15, 20 years.
Wow.
So it's very fascinating. You know, it's true, but that's how they converse. That's how they I would say for a larger portion, most of the people, at least in our country, who have social media. And so, Lolita, I get why you waited so long to, and you have to limit it, because, you know, there are people who get upset about stuff that gets posted on Facebook, and they cut out friends, like, oh, I'm not gonna, you know, they kind of put these ultimatums. I'm like, you know, it's social media.
Yeah.
Not everything.
Well,
that
that's because it's.
Is factual. Not everything you see is, you know, it's a big illusion. So much of it is the illusion. I mean, what was the whole thing about the Matrix? I mean, it's, you know, so much of what we are focused on may not even be real.
Well, people really understood how the world operated, and Liz knows what I'm talking about, like the Illuminati, Cabal, all that, you know, we're all rules. This is all created. At the end of the day, this is all created. You just got to know down dirty news about what the world is, what it really is. It's not what you see, what it is.
Right, right. I mean, and that's not an easy conversation to have with just any old person.
No, it isn't.
You know, because there has to be a level of acceptance of that fact.
Yeah.
They may not say, no, that's not a fact, that's a conspiracy theory. So I'm like, okay, whatever. But there's so many things around us that, I mean, it is literally as easy as just unplug, you know, like when I go on these vacations, on these cruises, you know, the internet's spotty. And I tell you, the first time I went on a cruise and I didn't have access, you know, you're like, well, what am I going to do now? You know, you get a little, to go through that detox period where you're not itching to just, let me just get on my phone and do something, or let me just try to get online. And it's crazy, because we crave it. We crave that stimulation, and it's so unhealthy, because it's constant. If you're not paying attention, it's just constant. That's why when you called me the other day, Lolita, when you were talking about your love feeling, you know, like the stuff that was happening on Sunday, you called me, I was at a Wendy's, because my aunt was hungry. So we went to Wendy's, and their drive-thru wasn't working for whatever reason, so we had to go in. There's a bunch of people in there. And in that restaurant, it's not even a restaurant, but at Wendy's, they had the TVs were all on, and they're all on the news. And that's what's in the restaurant. So as we're waiting, you know, you can hear it. It's like they have it in banks now. If you have to go into the bank, and not through the drive-thru, they have some of that. They have these flat-screen TVs, and it's all on the news. It's constant. And I'm very sensitive to that. I'm like, oh, we have to get out of here soon. You know, like I don't want to have to listen to it 24/7. And a lot of times we're just so used to it because we're tuned in our phones mainly, because that's our main, most of us, it's easiest, it's right there. But we're not even aware that we're tuned in and plugged in. And then we're not also aware of what we're tuning into. So no wonder, like, the last few days have been incredibly heavy. Last 2 weeks have been incredibly heavy.
Yeah.
You know, and so we will, and if we're, you know, we're wired a certain way, we're wired to think, you know, one way about a group of people or what we think our reality is or we think their reality is, then that's what we're going to start finding. It's a law of attraction. It still works. You know, you start finding news clips that support what you believe. And then you may even find the opposite of that, just to kind of check yourself, right? They're crazy. Confirmed, they're crazy. You know, so then you move along. And if we don't know how to handle that, and at some point, like Liz's whole channel message from her people, which was basically, you know, this meditation is a way to pause that and to really get in touch. And that's why it is important. You have to be able to unplug and really reconnect within yourself, and that 5
Absolutely.
Minutes does make a huge difference.
Five minutes
can be an incredible amount of difference in a day where all you're doing is being, you know, fed live stream and news stream after news stream of whatever paranoia is happening today.
Right.
And it can take a toll. It does. It takes a toll on us, definitely. And we're aware. the tough part is the people who aren't aware, they'll just continue in the cycle. And then they wonder why nothing ever gets solved, you know.
Yep.
All day, every day.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Well, always a pleasure to hear from you, our girl.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But 171 was perfect.
I was going to ask you, because you were laughing when I said the number that was affiliated with your message. Why did that make you laugh?
Because it makes sense. Number one is yourself,
right?
You know, and seven is source, mm-hmm. and it goes back to yourself.
Oh, of
it's
course.
Automatic. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and seven is definitely the inner work. The spiritual work that you have to do and to get to be so focused from within that you know where you stand, like you know what your core is. You're not going to be easily swayed or distracted because you've done your work, you know.
Yep.
There's a lot of strength in that seven.
Yep. Play that number, girl. So. Yep.
Well, it's interesting too. I've been seeing my birthday numbers a lot, and they're just, you know, validations of my conversations, you know, sometimes that I have them thinking about in my head, and just, you know, validations that everything, you know, was going to come through no matter what. And I'll play here and there. The last couple times I just haven't, because I just know it's all going to come together what I put out there, planted or waiting on. So it's all
mm-hmm.
good.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
All right. Well, we do have another hand raised.
Okay.
In the last,
love you.
A few minutes of the show. Yeah, love you.
Love you guys. Talk to you guys later on.
Okay. Right. Thank you so much.
Right. Thanks, Anne. Bye-bye.
Bye, beautiful.
Wow. Yeah, she called me the other day, and her feeling was like, wow, that was great. Great. I'm in the Wendy's, like, you know, trying to hear above all the chatter of the news. I'm like, well, that's good. I mean, I can hear her, you know, loud and clear. Very great. And she was floating. It was great.
I know. I was in the middle of something crazy, painful, stressful, and she's texting. She's like, are you around? I'm like, no, I'm not. But, oh, I kind of jump on that. Yeah, I need that.
I know.
I want that. So that was great. I'm glad she shared it with us so we can at least know what's on the other side of, you know, our stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, let's take this last call.
I'm pretty sure this is Tessa, yeah?
Oh, we were just talking about her.
Yeah. Good morning.
Hey.
So are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I got here Sunday evening, probably about 6 o'clock. I wasn't, it was a good ride here. It was like 3 hours, but it kind of flew by because, again, like you were speaking about the internet, and I couldn't connect to any music. I couldn't connect to anything on my way to Savannah, really. So I was like, really, at the beginning, I was into a couple, speaking of conspiracy theories, I was speaking of, I was into rapper Mos Def. I was listening to him. Well, now he's no longer a rapper. He stays in, like, South Africa. They won't let him back into the United States for some reason.
Oh, they won't?
And, no, they won't. They won't let him back in. They're saying that his passport is not an official document, but it's like the world traveler one, the one with the
So
like it's been recognized before and all this stuff right here. And he was just talking about basically what's going on, and he was saying how, you know, the highest vibration basically is love. We got to learn how to, you know, see past each other's differences, or i.e. illusions and all that stuff. So get to the very core of things, and you know that, you know, and really talking about, like, the Illuminati. Well, not the Illuminati, the elite 1%. And,
yes.
You know, like, what they're out here doing, and, you know, and he was saying that people think, a lot of us think we have power over each other because they give us these little jobs or titles and stuff like that. He's like, but these people, you know, really have power because they're making us, or, you know, the masses do things without even physically coming down here and doing it, or, you know, getting in the mess. Like, they're having other people carry out these heinous crimes and crazy stuff, this crazy stuff, so they can still feel like they're empowered and they can, you know, do whatever they feel like doing. And it was just making me think, you know, how we really do need to get back to just seeing each other for who we really are. And that is, everybody has good in them. I don't care who
Absolutely.
You are. It's just some people had it cultivated, and some people, you know, kind of, you know, go with their egos and let that suck them in, and they do bad things, and
yep.
Well, you know, we can explain it to them like that, but when we start talking about what's going on, people be like, what is this, conspiracies? And I'm like, look, if anything's possible, like, I don't understand, like, how people can, you know, we get that notion, they tell us when we're kids that anything is possible, except, you know, a little asterisk mark, all this down here at the bottom. Like, well, if you tell me anything is possible, I believe that. Like,
right.
Whether it be about conspiracy theories or, you know,
exactly.
me being an astronaut, whatever it is.
Anything's possible, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, calling in, I heard, like, the last bit of the guy's conversation, I was just like, yep. I've been thinking about that. Sunday driving up here, I was thinking about it, and I was just like, wow. This is crazy.
And how does it
feel?
We only have like a minute and change left in the show, so just a question that I have for you is, without going in your head, but just in your heart and your soul, which is, I look at it as the muscle behind your heart, how do you feel in this moment now that you've relocated? What's the first word that comes out of you? Light?
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Nice.
Thank you. I love that you just said it, like, so quick. It's the right thing. It's the right thing. And it's so mutually beneficial. Everybody in the household is benefiting by your presence. And that's why you feel lighter. Because there was a part of you, justifiably so, that kind of felt on borrowed time in the last situation. So you weren't fully free energetically in that situation. And now you can explore possibilities of deeper, enriched freedom because you moved on to higher ground. And that's your message, because I just pulled it from my head.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah, you're on higher ground. Is your mom's place near a hill, on a hill, around a hill?
I'm not sure. I really haven't paid attention to, you know, like the lay of the land and stuff when I was coming up here, but I'm sure.
Yeah, just look for higher ground. Look for high, like, I'm just getting that message. Look for higher ground. So, like, even if it's not, like, in the immediate vicinity of the household, you know, I know you're in Savannah, and there, you know, it's such a beautiful place, lots of tourism. So maybe I'm just seeing like an old, I don't know, I'm just, this is just coming in, girl, so just go with me, because I've never been to Savannah, so I know not what I speak of. But I feel like there's like an old-fashioned kind of trolley car. Maybe there's like a tour or something, or a hill, or like go to higher ground. That is coming in. I don't know what that means, but you're going to figure that out and let me know. But go to higher ground. And I don't know why I'm seeing like an old-fashioned kind of old-school trolley tourist type of situation. And remember, Elisa a while back said she went back to Charleston with a friend and that they were tourists in her hometown. And I feel like be a tourist in your new hometown as well.
And well, we were just talking about the trolley yesterday. We've seen the... I was just, when you said it, it made me pop in my head. The horse ride, the guy was, he was pulling like a Savannah has a lot of horse rides, like the
carriages.
The carriage rides. So that just popped up in my head when you said
that
the
could
trolley.
Be it. That could be it. Because I'm getting something very old fashioned. You know, that could be very old fashioned. And that might be the image. But yeah, it will come to you, but just look for that and, let me know because it's coming in very clearly. So yeah, have fun.
I will.
And give your mom our, I know she's going to call in now that you guys are living together, forget about it. So, but we look forward to that. So just our love to you and your family and just celebrate that this is absolute progress. This should really, you said the perfect word. You said you feel light. And this is absolutely making your load lighter energetically. So match that vibration. That's your responsibility. You follow what we're saying here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fabulous. All right, well, call us back and congratulations. This is really, celebrate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Love you, Tessa. Glad you're there safely.
Love you, Tessa. Okay, thank you.
Absolutely. All right, so I guess we're good to sign off?
Yeah, we are good. We are good, so.
God, every show is such an adventure. It's amazing. And especially, I can't say it enough, in times of such chaos, girl, it really is a shelter. It really is a sanctuary. Wow. I'm really appreciating it so much. I always do, but, you know, just in light of everything.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We're so fortunate and just to co-host in this space the way that we've developed and cultivated over these years. It's effortless and it's so special. So, anyway.
Mm. I agree.
Woo, girl, thank you. She's the best co-host ever.
No, you're the best co-host ever.
Yay. Anyway, guys, if you need to, thank you. I love you so much. If you need to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Radio on Facebook and check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. And we're scheduled to be back on the air this coming Thursday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Thanks to everybody, as always, for a great show. And in the meantime, remember to...
Follow
the
feeling
to you. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Tell me something good. me that you